Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Most outstanding work on negotiations will be concluded, and come 1st of January 2021, we start trading within the FCFTA framework.
Prudence Sebahizi is the Chief Technical Advisor and Head of Trade Negotiations Support Unit at the Secretariat of the Africa Continental Free Trade Agreement. Now, still in trade, the Ghana Union of Traders Association is optimistic about reaching a settlement on the protracted feud with foreigners trading in the retail market space. The union is basing its projection on the new approach that government has adopted in dealing with these foreigners operating illegally in the retail market. Dr. Joseph Oben is president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association.
What the task force is telling them is to do the right thing by producing the legitimate documents. So they've itemized the list of documents that they have to comply with. If they are able to comply and regularize their documents, whichever protection that the government will give them, they will give them as it is in everywhere. Countries are governed by laws. And so you can't say that because we are brothers, because we live in the same sovereign, sub-Sahara, Africa, and all that, then we should forgo our laws. I mean, it doesn't happen like that.
Dr. Joseph Oben is president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association. Also in news about the economy, government has secured 590 million cedis worth of bids for its 7-year bond sale. The auction, which was done through the book building approach, saw government accept all the bids. Joy Business understands expected interest on the paper is pegged at 20% higher than the last two long-term bonds issued earlier in the year. The higher yield we are learning is due to the uncertainty in the global economy amid COVID-19, which has rippling effects on the local economy. The funds raised are expected to be used to settle maturing debts. Government has set aside some 24 billion cedis to settle interest on loans. And in our business journal for today, necessity is said to be the mother of all inventions. Well, that is how you will describe strategies being adopted by some businesses to withstand the shocks of COVID-19 on their operations. Some of these inventions have also gone a long way to manage the spread of the virus. In today's business journal, Charles Ayite speaks to three innovative minds, including the creator of the popular Veronica Bucket and the pastor who's also turned engineer. He has the rest of the story.
Since Ghana recorded its first case of COVID-19 in February, the burden for impact solutions to a new way of life has been so heavy. Washing of hands with soap and a running water has been the new normal. This public health directive resurrected the name Veronica Buckets. Unique buckets with faucets spotted at vantage points along streets and highways. I sat with the curator of this invention, Veronica Bequin.
I did this over almost 30 years ago. The idea was to provide running water from simple material, just a container fitted with a faucet.
Yes, her innovation with the Veronica Bucket has been of great impact to Ghana's fight against the virus. But there is one thing Madame Veronica still regrets 30 years on after her invention. She failed to patent her work. especially as many countries around the world have adopted her innovation. She's lost so much cash in this process.
I didn't look ahead to improve upon it, or I never thought that it would be this popular. I didn't patent mine, which was a big mistake on my part. So I'm advising the youth who are coming up with all these innovations on the Veronica bucket to really persevere. Make sure they patent to move it forward.
My name is Reverend T.D. Caleb Atuklu. I'm a Reverend Minister, an ordained man of God. I have a technical knowledge.
Test of COVID-19 has now become a testimony for Tete Doji Caleb Atiklu, a local pastor who got his engineering juices reinvigorated by the pandemic. With his church closed during the lockdown, Pastor Caleb returned to his old love of engineering to create a hand washing machine for the times.
As I was praying one of these days, and before the COVID and during the COVID, then I had the inspiration of the hand wash machine with being a free hands.
But he couldn't do this alone. He needed Joseph, a metal fabricator, who brought his idea to reality.
Fred Caleb came here to introduce something to me that, can we do it? I said, no, it's a small problem. He said, okay, let's start. So I and my boys started doing something about it. So in fact, we've gone so far to this stage. We see that everything is going on smoothly. So once he brought this, I said, no, I can do it. So let him try so that we can do to help.
My way to the office, I chanced upon Ernest Akwa, a taxi driver taking COVID-19 safety protocol to an innovative level.
Wash your hand for me.
I should wash my hand?
Yeah.
But how does it work?
I will plate it here.
There's already soap inside, right?
Yeah. Then the water.
Oh, I see. It says here, Joe Technics COVID-19 wash hand. Quite smart. It was a jolly ride. I asked Ernest how it all came about.
The time we go lockdown, then I get it in green. Yeah.
When your passengers come inside the taxi, what did they tell you?
Oh, they say, hey, this one there, this is the first time people saw this machine.
Yeah. Resilience and creativity are critical to fighting COVID-19 in a battered global economy. Although the government has injected massive support for businesses, innovative minds and products can best ease the burden of the pandemic.
And that was Charles Aite with our business journal and then the business report at one. But before we go, let's take a look at our top stories. President Akufo-Addo is set to formally commission and hand over the Africa Continental Free Trade Area Secretariat to the African Union on Monday. And the Public Interest and Accountability Committee has also made a case for review on capping of the Stabilization Fund. My name is Amelie Josu. Do have a good afternoon.
As we continue to fight COVID-19 together, Ecobank offers you several ways to stay home, stay safe, and take control of your finances. Use Ecobank Mobile whenever, wherever, with or without an Ecobank account to send money through SMS and email. Also buy airtime, pay bills, and much more from the comfort of your home. For high-value transactions, use our internet banking services. Ecobank QR code enables you to make cashless digital payments when paying for goods and services. Download the Ecobank Mobile today from the Google Play Store, App Store, or from our Facebook page. Additionally, dial the short code *770# from any phone and start transacting. Ecobank cares. Remember to observe social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and don't touch your face. For further assistance, kindly call Ecobank Contact Center on 3225 anytime, any day, toll free. Stay home, stay safe. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
I know you were soaking in those amazing tunes. Well, guess what? Sammy Force. You're gonna have an overdose of these great love tunes every week. weekday between 1 and 3 p.m. On Joy 99.7, I head on Drive Time. From 1 to 3 p.m. as I bring you Ignition on Joy. What's my job? To simply ignite your afternoon ahead of Drive Time with great love tunes and, of course, some showbiz updates and trends. On Wednesdays, Yabanafu joins me with Masterclass between 1:30 and 2:15 p.m. Your afternoon just got redefined with me, Sammy Forsen, on Ignition. Ignition, here to ignite.
Keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
And we, in your ear, in your car, in your room, in your office, are at number one, and we are 99.7. I'm Gary Al Smith. Hello.
Hello to everybody, and it's good to have you back.
Nights of tension that require nerves of steel. Competitive 90 minutes that gives minnows and specialists an equal winning chance. Time to crown the champions of the UEFA Champions League.
High time for heroes, no time for mistakes. Every critical kick of the ball now.
Wonderful! He writes every headline. Oh, that was unbelievable!
Lisbon is the venue. 9 critical match days is all we will need for crowning act. And live radio commentary on Joy 99.7 FM will surely be your guide. Joy Sports Commentary Team, led by George Adu Jr. and Gary Al Smith, will bring you each game live on Joy 99.7 FM, beginning on the 7th of August through to the final on 23rd of August.
So we bubble towards the end of this engrossing Champions League campaign.
Surely.
You can't get to the final if you don't pass through the round of 16. You've got to be in it to win it, so says somebody called George Adu Jr.
So make a date with a winning commentary team who will deliver a detailed description of all 11 games alongside your comments during the thrilling nights. UEFA Champions League commentary on Joy 99.7 FM is powered by Joy Sports in partnership with DSTV and GoTV. DSTV, feel every moment. GoTV, live it, love it.
This was 9.8 seconds. It's a record.
Yes, sir.
And then in 220 yards, you did 21.9 seconds.
Yes.
Wow.
64.
So this was the magic one then. 47 for Tokyo.
Yes.
October
1, 1964.
Down on the track, the relay runners getting ready for the final of the men's 4x110 yard relay. Lane 7, Canada. And lane 8, right on the outside, favorites, Ghana. Their first man to go is Adi.
Hello, my name is Oko Adi. I am almost 80 years old. I used to run for Ghana. In our time, it was Ghana first, and we wanted to put Ghana on the map, so we were inspired by our great former president, Osagyefo Nkrumah. We have done a lot We went to high school, did something there. We came to the university, broke a few records, set a few records. We went to the Olympic Games in 64 in Tokyo. We didn't get very far, but we got to the semifinals. And then we went to the Commonwealth Games in Kingston, Jamaica. And fortunately for us, through our hard work, we got a gold medal in 1966. It has not been duplicated in Ghana since. So this is an opportunity for me to say, come into my realm, or my little corner, and see what we have done in the name of Ghana and for Ghana. And so it will serve as an incentive for the younger ones coming to emulate, if possible. Thank you.
In 1966, far away in Kingston, Jamaica, Oku Adi and his teammates won Ghana's only gold medal in sprints in a memorable style, set a games record, and denied host Jamaica of gold. The 79-year-old legend, among a number of stars, ensured that Ghana's name was etched in the history books when the roll call of Commonwealth gold medalists is listed. It's been 54 good years, and Ghana is yet to reproduce the same in sprints or even in athletics at any international competition. Ghana left an indelible mark on the 1966 British Empire and Commonwealth Games, and the icing on the cake was how Stanley Alote stormed to a gold medal in the 220 yards final in a then championship record of 20.65 seconds.
We went to Jamaica and beat them in their own backyard. In addition to Jamaica, we had Britain, Australia, Canada, you know, the big names. So it was not just the peak of the litter, the creme de la creme, So it was very big, it was very huge. And we put Ghana on the map, not only in the Commonwealth, but on the world map, because our time was a Commonwealth record of 39.8 seconds, which was 0.01 of a second outside the then world record. 0.01 of a second. That was how close we came to the world record. So it was pretty huge.
Pretty huge. I mean, to give those of us who were not around a sense of how good the Jamaicans and Canadians were at the time, what would you say?
A very funny thing happened. Just before the start of a race, Canada was in lane 7. Ghana was in lane 8. So the guy walks up to me and he says, "Oh, you, I'm going to catch up with you by 50 yards.
Wow.
And that really upset me. So I just said, "Okay, catch me if you can." And from then on, I was so angry and so determined to prove to that guy that we're not there just as, we're there for business.
The favourite is going extremely well, and Wales are going well through Lynn Davis. Lynn Davis streaking down the back straight, and Ghana way, way out in front, right on the outside. Ghana lead. Wales look like being second at the moment, and holes with Australia coming. The Australians closing up, and Jamaica, and it's Ghana now leading. A lovely for Ghana. Australia second, Wales third, and Jamaica fourth. It's Ghana, Jamaica, Australia, Wales. Third Australia, fourth Wales, fifth Canada, sixth Nigeria.
Before the Commonwealth Games, Oku Adi was part of the team that made the 1964 Olympic Games in Tokyo.
Wow.
64. So, wow.
So this was the magic one then, 47 for
yes,
Tokyo.
Yes.
The number
that
we
were contending.
We were selling 47.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know how many athletes we sent to the last Olympics?
We had a soccer.
Yes.
The
team as well.
The soccer team. It was a complete, we had officials, I think the officials were about maybe eight or nine. Something.
Okay. But even that you still had a good figure. We sent three athletes to Olympics and all.
Charlie, we are not doing it.
And our football team last went there in 2004.
Wow.
We have been running away for Olympics for a long time. Really poor.
Hopefully we'll find our feet.
Okay, then again, this is the Ibadan Varsity Athletic Champ. Okay, I think we went through this one.
Yeah, we went through that.
Now, this is the proper. This is the proper. Special. This is the.
This was taken
about to leave from.
Yes, this was taken at Flagstaff House.
October 1, 1964.
I recognize a few of these guys here. Let me put on my cheaters.
Yes, put on. Let's see.
And see if I can call some names here.
Okay, let's see.
This is Osei Kofi.
Yes.
This is Ado Damete. This is Agrefin. This is also Mensah.
Okay.
This is Ohenejan. This is Dr. Bugri, Sam Bugri that I was telling you about.
Okay.
He was an Anola Chimotan.
Certainly the 100 meters men's final could be guaranteed to provide.
At the Olympic Games and with so much potential, Okwadi failed to make the semi-final as his young mind couldn't properly manage the occasion. In the semi-final, he was in a heat that had the eventual winner, American Bob Hayes, who tied the then world record in 100 meters with a time of 10.06 seconds. Oko was so lost.
A superb runner, this man Hayes. Slow Motion analyzes the beauty and sheer perfection of his sprint action. A gold medal.
So what happened to you? Because at the time you had some good times, and then at the Olympics you had some sprint in the semi-final. What happened?
Well, you can call it confidence booster. I was in the same heat with Bob Hayes. Bob Hayes was the world's fastest.
Bob Hayes.
Yes, he was the world's fastest guy, runner. You know, 100 yards, you know, he had done 9 point, you know, under 10. You know, in those days, that was pretty fast.
Pretty fast,
So I found myself in the same sprints as Bob Hayes. Well, what do you do? Where you from, and you know, where fastest man, and are you going to? So psychologically, I think I had already conceded.
Yeah.
So first 60 yards, I'm ahead. 70 yards or meters, I'm ahead. Where is Bob Hayes? I'm saying, 80 meters, you know. And then Bob Hayes comes, and I said, okay, now that Bob Hayes has come,
you can fool, now you can continue.
And I came after the race, I said, oh, but what's the problem with you? You could have at least won these heats.
Yeah.
Bob Hayes was not trying to win. You were just trying to coast them.
I was preparing for his final.
Doing my best, and I was waiting for him.
Yeah.
So from then on, I determined that nobody.
Yeah.
I'm not going to concede anything to anybody. We line up, may the best man win.
Straight away, and that was it.
And that was a valuable lesson that I learned, and it helped us.
2 years later,
Olympic.
Okwadi's days at the Fijai Secondary School and the Ghana Secondary Technical School appear to be important stepping stones. He earned the nickname Daddy Long Legs while at the University of Ghana. Oku set several records for the school, with his best being the 220 yards record set in 1964 at the Inter Hall Games with a time of 21.5 seconds. Many of his records are still standing till date.
This was at the Crown Sports Stadium. Mm-hmm. You know, we had Bashir there, Mati Botre, Okante. Yes. I don't know who it was, but it was one of the justifier inclusion, you know, because the small boys were trying to take over the old people's job. And they didn't like it. So he just says, okay, no wahala. Everybody line up. Run, whoever wins, first four, we take them as the members of a quartet. And that's what happened.
I like it. This is what left student athletes of the Republicans.
Exactly. We were them.
And Adi, yeah?
Yes. We were
toyed with the big athletes during the 2 day inter-club athletic competition. So yes. You have to explain that. You can say you toyed with them.
Well,
is it?
See, they were the small boys. They were the small boys. You know? We were the small boys and they were the big guys. And then when we were given the chance, we proved that, you know, we could replace the old guys. So the man said we toyed with them. They were serious, we were all serious. But we were young guys, see, when we were more hungry.
Yeah.
See, they had gone to games and, you know, meets, and we hadn't done anything. So we had to prove that we belong.
Okay. So you beat Micah Hayes, isn't that
Yes, we beat
Micah Hayes.
We replaced all of those old guys. That's what I mean. So that's the reason why Hayes was not part of the
Olympics team.
Not the Olympics, but the Commonwealth Games thing. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, you know, we had replaced the old guys. You know, the student athletes. We had, you know, we retired them. We retired all of them.
Impressively on his wall, in his lobby at home, is a little hall of achievement, a collection of medals Oko won, as well as an album with all press cuttings chronicling his achievements. And all of this was created by his wife, another illustrious daughter of Ghana, the late Professor Marion Irema Ade, it of the National Science and Maths Quiz fame.
So let's start with the, I think the biggest one is the...
Yes. This is the Commonwealth gold medal for the 66 4x110 meter relay. Okay. This was the West Africa Inter-University Games. This was a gold medal in the 100 yards. This is West African 4x100 meter relay. That was Legon, we placed third.
Third, okay.
Okay. This was me with a 220 with West African Games.
Okay.
Gold medal. This was Ghana, the Nigeria, it's a gold medal there.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one, silver, okay, in the 4x10 relay with Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And this one here, it's a 4x440 yard relay, was a gold medal, Legon.
That's right.
In University Games.
So from beating Jamaica, Canada, and the United States at international events in 1966, to barely qualifying for world meets and failing to challenge for medals, both at the Commonwealth and Olympics level, Ghana needs no telling. Athletics has taken a massive nosedive, and we wonder if there's any way back.
Beautiful running there by the Ghanaians. Really splendid performance. They were the favourites for that, and they justified their favouritism.
It feels more like
victory ceremony for the men.
The problem is getting worse by the day.
I think it's a combination of factors. If you come back to Ghana and you look at the average height of the sprinters, 5'8", 5'9". Look at the average height of world-class sprinters like Bolt.
Bolt, yeah.
And then, no, they are six-footers.
They're six-footers.
See, I was a six-footer.
Clearly.
Alote was a six-footer, you know. J.A.R.D. was about 5'11". See, so it says something about physical attributes also. You know, I used to be called Daddy Long Legs.
Daddy Long Legs?
Yes. When I was in the military, I was very furious.
Daddy Long Legs.
Because I had long legs. Okay. So that Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
We can solve that by combing around the country. We used to have what we call justify your inclusion. And all comers.
Mm.
All comers. When they had a soccer match at halftime, they announced it. If you think you can run for Ghana, come and prove it. So halftime, when Hass is playing Kotoko or whatever, at Kumasi, wherever they go, all comers, come in there and prove. And if you do that, especially if you go up north, see, the guys, they are much taller and leaner.
Yes.
You know, so it's a lot of talent around. It's a question of harvesting it and harnessing it, and that comes through organization. I mean, I don't think we organize as well as we should be, you know, given what we used to do 60 years ago. That's the key. Organization.
Yeah.
You know, and awareness, you know. The talent is all around us, you know. Sure, you can get a guy who will run very fast in Ghana for 10 seconds. Is that good enough?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not on the world stage.
Not at all.
But then you start looking for talent, you know, and you look for, you know, specifics, you know, length of stride, you know, as opposed to, you know, the running. No, you're tall.
Yes, you're tall, yes.
So, you know, when you move one step, the shorter guy has moved three steps.
Yes.
But, you know, he's not going anywhere.
He's not going away.
Okay?
Yes.
So it's all part of it. You know, you have to look for the talent and let it fit what you're trying to do.
After graduating from the University of Ghana, Legon, in 1967, Oku had an offer to work in the United States and left. Unfortunately, the nature of his work was such that he could not train on his own, but reckons he did his best while he could. His meteoric rise in 6 years was absolutely phenomenal.
I had to drop all professional ambitions to take care of my two daughters.
Yeah.
They were very important. And I'm glad I did, because now that I'm back in Ghana, I don't even want to go back
to it.
They're standing on their two feet, so, and they're doing fine. Yeah.
Wow. So I really hope that soon we start putting things right, if there's anything like that. So that we can get back to where we are. We have allowed too many people to run away from us.
I know.
It's going to take such a long time to come back again. But what's your word to the upcoming athletes, because these athletes they have the opportunity, the elite athletes have got the opportunity to go to the US, the likes of Benjamin Azamati, the likes of Joe Paul, Sean Flings, Ho Halite, and the likes. They've got the opportunity to, you know, go out there and study in some of the universities that have got the specialization when it comes to track and field. What would be your advice to them?
At this stage, they have already decided what they want to do. What I can add to it is that hard work, you know, nothing beats you. If you put in the time, you know, you get the benefits, you get the rewards. That's Hirama wrote a book called Rewards, you know. You equate hard work, struggle, and so on, and at the end of it, you get the rewards. We work very hard, we train very hard. At the end of it, we got a gold medal. You know, so it's, whether it's in academia, or in track and field, or in soccer, or in any kind of endeavor, nothing beats hard work. You have to put in the time, you know, and the concentration. And if you do that, and you have a good support system, you can't fail.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
But it's a combination. You have to have that desire and drive to do something. And then the system will help you pick up.
So this is what happens when you are slightly bored. You do something
a little bit by heart.
Was it part of the training though?
Yes.
Who was part of the training? Oh, it's not bad. Yeah. Well, I think we all love to have a life like he's had. There's more to come. I told you. I mean, after doing everything in the academics field and doing everything on the track, there couldn't be a better way to end this one. Thank you once again for your time. And like you said, hopefully this is an inspiration to all of you. George Adden Jr., Joy Sports.
And we, in your ear, in your car, in your room, in your office, are at number one. And we are 99.7. I'm Gary Al Smith. Hello.
Hello to everybody. And it's good to have you back.
Nights of tension that require nerves of steel. Competitive 90 minutes that gives minnows and specialists an equal winning chance. Time to crown the champions of the UEFA Champions League.
High time for heroes, no time for mistakes. Every critical kick on the ball now.
Wonderful!
He writes every headline.
A hole!
Lisbon is the venue. 9 critical match days is all you need for crowning act. And live radio commentary on Joy 99.7 FM will surely be your guide. Joy Sports Commentary Team, led by George Adu Jr. and Gary Al Smith, will bring you each game live on Joy 99.7 FM, beginning on the 7th of August through to the final on 23rd of August.
So we bubble towards the end of this engrossing Champions League campaign.
Surely.
You can't get to the final if you don't pass through the round of 16. You've got to be in it to win it, so says somebody called George Adu Jr.
So make a date with a winning commentary team who will deliver detailed description of all 11 games alongside your comments during the thrilling nights. UEFA Champions League commentary on Joy 99.7 FM is powered by Joy Sports in partnership with DSTV and GoTV. DSTV, feel every moment. GoTV, live it, love it.
Morris and I say keep on listening to Joy 99.7 FM.
7 FM.
Beautiful.
such a thing as heaven sent. Girl, that be you. It's all new to me, 'cause I've never been so over the moon. It happened to me right when I was about to turn my love card in. If you hadn't showed up when you did, I'd be doing. Incredible and natural we are.
7 FM. Joy 99.7 FM.
There's a light shining on you.